From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yeah, Tuesday night, right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. Y'all know what time it is, right? It's 11 p.m., so we're going to get a little bit more into that hip mode. Y'all are going to get with us. It's the Mosh Gelton Show. Every 11 p.m. to midnight on a Tuesday that ever happens, we're here. And it's not just me. I am your host for this evening. My name is Mosh Gelton. But with me, I have my co-host.
Beatbox Bob.
And with me and Beatbox Bob tonight, we have the effervescent as well as distinguished
Mike E.
Without us tonight, Little Crab.
Facts.
Because he's not here.
Lame.
No call, no show. All over St. Pete, Little Crab. They know now. It's going to be a crazy show tonight, though. We got it. I was sent a song by an artist, but at the very end, I said, you know, I probably can't play that on FM. It's not the cursing, it's the material. So I decided, you know what I'm saying, I have to get him to send me another one. But we're going to play a song from local artist Silly.
Ooh.
It's going to be pretty dope. And, you know, we've got the music tournament of the week.
Yeah.
And we're going to get down on trivia time. So we got a lot going on the Mosh Gelton Show tonight. First off, Beatbox Bob, seeing you on Monday night. How you feeling?
Can't complain. Life is beautiful, my guy. How about you?
Nobody ever asks how I'm feeling.
I feel like it's worth mentioning.
You know, I'm feeling pretty good.
Glad to hear that.
Just got my truck fixed 20 minutes ago.
I saw.
My transmission was doing some weird stuff, and they flushed it.
Nice.
And apparently everything was good after the flushing.
Yeah, drop the pan, fix the gasket.
Something like that.
I think you got lucky.
I know. I was ready to, I got to get another car. I'm going farther in debt. I'm broke. Mama. But nah, got through that.
Transmissions ain't cheap.
Think it'd be like $4,000 to do it.
Yeah, for a brand new one.
I ain't putting $4,000 into no vehicle.
Skip that.
I'll get rid of that vehicle quick.
Usually, you could get a good used one. You know, there's some places around that they'll sell you. You gotta go pick it up and then have somebody put it in.
But do you wanna if your transmission goes, wouldn't you just say, you know what, I'm cutting my losses, I'm cool?
I think if you blew the engine, that would be a deal breaker.
It really depends on how much value your vehicle has, man.
But your transmission could go and then your engine can go? Those are two separate things that could go?
Absolutely.
Well, then I'm out. I'm out at transmission, bro. If my windshield wipers go, I'm buying a new car.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm more of a do-it-yourself guy. I like to save myself a little bit of cash, you know what I mean?
You could put a transmission in your car?
There are so many different ways that you can do so many different things, and there's a million ways to jerry-rig just about anything to get your job done.
Yeah, man. That's how you do it. You jerry-rig it, right?
They got YouTube, bro. You can find absolutely friggin' everything on YouTube, my dude.
I do YouTube a lot, my dude, and it does have there is a video for anything that you need.
You know, absolutely.
Mechanics hate YouTube because of that.
Because people can go in and, yeah,
there's a lot of tutorials and, you know, people that used to be clueless are no longer.
I seen a crowd of people on the street, a group of mechanics actually protesting YouTube the other day. Little Road 54, Mechanics yeah. Against YouTube. I think it was called May.
Yeah, I heard of that.
It was weird. They did it in June. They should have did it last month. It'd been perfect.
Yeah.
Mechanics against, what did I say it was?
Mechanics against YouTube. May.
Mechanics against the YouTube. It's something serious. It's something popping. Thank you, Spike, on the mic for leading into the Mosh Gelton Show, because you need a solid lead. Spike on the mic is on before us every Tuesday night. And last week, I was on Friday night, 6 p.m. to 8. I was on the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, and that was a great show. That's right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM. Every Friday is the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. And if you guys haven't listened to it or don't, you really need to, because he talks about everything. He doesn't really hold back, neither does Steph, Mark, and Steph. It's a really good show, really good talk radio show. You guys have been on it.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody listen to my my Friday night jam the last week. Did you guys listen in?
I'm not going to lie. While I was at work, I had it playing on mute because I didn't have a Bluetooth speaker, but I still wanted to give you, you know, at least the view.
Well, thank you.
You know, and I tried to play it back a couple of times, so maybe it might, I don't know, something in the system might say, hey, here's an extra couple.
You didn't listen?
I got the recorded version and kind of skipped around a bit to see what you guys were talking about.
Thought we were friends.
Well, what was Friday? I was at a work party. Honestly, I was at a work party.
No, it's all right, bro.
Yeah, you know, I would have listened.
We're not cool. You don't even listen to my other stuff. You just listen when you're on the show. Yeah,
I don't care.
Boyfriend, daddy. All right, look, you know, there's a lot of different ways I would do this. I don't usually pop off on trivia time first, but I feel jovial right now. I feel like I want to give joy. And the Mosh Gelatin Show does every week. We do something called trivia time where we do a trivia game and we see who could win the trivia game. And you could play along at home while you're listening on where? Where, Bob? Where are they listening?
Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
Where local music lives, which we are going to play a local song by Silly. But first, are you guys ready to play Trivia Time?
Yeah!
All right, here's how Trivia Time works. We do a lot of different games. Sometimes it's according to a song lyric. But tonight, we're going to play the game called Here's the Definition, What's the Band Name? So you guys, we played this Monday. You guys love this game.
It's fun.
And excuse me, it's quite simple. The way the game is played is I will give you a definition, and you will give me the name of the band that fits that definition. For instance, if I said small, round chocolate candies in a bag.
M&M's.
M&M, you would get that correct. But if I said small, round chocolate candies in a bag, and you said.
Skittles.
It's not Skittles, because the answer's M&M's. Does everybody know how to play, and are you guys ready to play Trivia Time?
Yeah!
Hold on, just Mike. You ready to play Trivia Time?
I'm ready to play.
Get enthusiastic.
I'm ready to play. Let's play it.
Scream a little bit.
I want to play. That's the best I can.
Give me your loud voice, or we're not playing.
I want to play right now.
Let's go. Trivia Time on the show. All right, look. So here's the first one. Here's the definition. What's the band name? There is no timer.
Okay. But
you do have to say, I got it, and then I'll call on you. So don't just yell it out.
Heard that.
All right. Here's the definition. What's the band name? Not Dead.
I think I have it.
Go ahead.
Yes, I have it.
Go ahead.
Alive?
Live is correct. What'd you
say? I said Alive.
Live. So
it's Live.
Nah, I won't do you that dirty, but I made a mistake and gave him points, but he did say the word in the sentence.
But it's Live, so yeah.
Well, I'm not going to give it to Bob because he didn't have it until you said that, and I gave you the points.
Just give him the point.
I'm going to give nobody the point for that. That's all right. There's plenty more questions. We'll just pay more attention. It was all right. You almost had it. Alive was wrong, though. Here's the definition. What's the band name? Hands on verbal buzzers. Violent murder.
I got it.
What is it, Bob?
Slaughter.
Mm. Nope.
Mm.
Really?
It's not Slaughter.
That would have been my guess.
Slaughter? No.
I got it again.
Go ahead.
Slayer?
Slayer is correct. Beatbox Bob gets it with Slayer. It is not Slaughter, but it is Slayer. Very well done, Beatbox Bob. Here's the definition. What's the band name? American City in Illinois.
I got it. It's
Chicago.
That's what I was going to say.
We could just jump right in, right?
No, nope, we got to buzz in.
Say you got it. Beatbox Bob. Actually, no more buzzing in. Just say it.
Okay.
But Bob gets the points.
Mikey said the name, but I called that I got it, and I knew that it was Chicago.
No. That was clearly your point. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Here's the definition. What's the band name? Just call it out if you got it. American City in Massachusetts.
Boston.
Tie. Beatbox Bob and Mikey Flaw tie. It is Boston, the band name, meaning the American City in Massachusetts. All right, here's the definition. What's the band name? Backside Wave Riders.
Butthole Surfers.
Mikey Flaw got it first.
I did.
He did.
Backside Wave Riders. Mikey Flaw gets it. It is the Butthole Surfers. Trivia time on the Mosh Gelatin Show right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM. Here's the definition. What's the band name? South Pole Primates.
Arctic Monkeys.
Arctic Monkeys is the correct answer, Beatbox Bob. Another point. The South Pole Primates are indeed the Arctic Monkeys. Trivia time. Here's the definition. What's the band name? Mayhem at the 70s Nightclub.
Panic at the Disco.
Wow. Wow. Beatbox Bob quick and in a hurry.
That's good.
Panic at the Disco.
That was a good one.
You like that? You got that very quick. All right, here's the definition. What's the band name? Pretzeled Sibling.
Twisted Sister.
God, I was right there.
Bob is in another world. A pretzeled sibling is a twisted sister. Bob with 6 points. Mikey Flaw with 2. Here's the definition. What's the band name? Suffering from emotional and mental problems.
Suicidal tendencies?
Nope.
Suffering
from emotional and mental problems.
Psychopathic?
Nope. Here's the band name, or here's the definition. What's the band name? Suffering from emotional and mental problems.
Disturbed.
Oh, I knew if I said it differently that you would get that for some reason. Mental problems. Very good. Suffering from emotional and mental problems is Disturbed and Beatbox another tick. Okay, trivia time. Here's the definition. What's the band name? Matriarchs of When the Wheel Was Invented.
Queens of the Stone Age?
Queens of the Stone Age are the matriarchs of when the wheel was invented. Very well done, Bob. Queens of the Stone Age is correct. Queen of the Stone Age, rather. Queens of the Stone Age?
It's Queens of the Stone Age.
Plural, Queens of the Stone Age. Here's the definition. What's the band name? Making Change for 100.
Breaking Benjamin.
Oh! That's
a good one.
Wow. Got the points, and now we're starting to get into some... We're almost at the double pointers here.
I like these.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you like this game? I love it. Trivia time. Here's the definition. What's the band name? Reasonable Humble Rat. Reasonable Humble Rat.
Modest Mouse.
Modest Mouse is a reasonable and humble rat. He's a modest mouse. Bob with 9. Mikey Flaw with 3, but there's still hope. For 2 points, here's the definition. What's the song name? What's the band name, rather? Here's the definition. For 2 points, Flake Watch.
Snow Patrol?
Wow.
Never.
Wow. Flake Watch, Snow Patrol. Whoa, Bob is ferocious. All right. For 3 points, 100% confidence.
That's what it's called?
Here's the definition. What's the band name? 100% confidence is the definition. 100% confidence. Or absolutely sure. For 3 points.
Absolutely sure. No doubt.
No doubt is correct. Bob is steaming through.
He's going to win.
Well, he's definitely going to win. Well, let's see. We got 2 more. Here's the definition. What's the band name? Device used to carry out a function.
Tool.
Tool is correct. And one more. Let's see if Bob can run right through it. Here is the definition. What is the band name? A combined spirit.
Combined spirit. Chimera.
Combined spirit.
Combined spirit. Lich. Chimera.
I could say in. It's not in. It's just amassed spirit. Combined spirit.
Ghosts?
Nope.
Poltergeists? Combined spirit.
Combined spirit is the definition. What is the band name?
Mask.
Can I buy a hint?
Combined spirit. Amassed inner energy.
Soul asylum?
No, but it is a soul. Combined, amassed, grouped.
Soul
sister?
Soul train, soul chain.
Collective soul.
Ah.
Collective soul was the last one. And Beatbox Bob wins trivia time. Very well done. Very well done, man. You were getting some of those hyper fast, bro.
You got great questions, man. You really do. You crafted that well.
There's a lot of bands that I knew he would know, though, you know?
Yeah, but you, yeah. But sometimes you don't even need to know the band. You just got to get the hint right.
Yeah, like Arctic Monkeys.
I never even heard of them.
I've heard of them, but I can't tell you one of their songs.
I tried to do older songs for you, Fly. I really did.
It's all right. I'll get the next one.
An object with which you use to complete a task.
Yeah, that was pretty really easy.
Cool tool.
That's, yeah.
I like that.
That was good.
That was clever.
It's hard. I'm running out of bands already. It's like Rascal Flatts. I'm going to have to be like a kid that you don't like in a...
That'd be too hard.
Two-dimensional. Yeah, it's getting harder.
But what kind of list are you pulling from?
I'm just going to billboards and I'm looking up. You know, I know how to search Google for a bunch of different band names.
You're not looking in a certain category. You're just overall.
No, I look at 90s. I look at alternative. I look at the top 50. You know, I just type in the top 50. All these like list of band names that start with B. Like I know, you know, and yeah. I just go through and go. All right, boom. Actually, I never did the one that.
So you're just like indiscriminate looking, just whatever you think of.
List of band names that start with the letter is actually smart. That's I never did that.
Yeah.
I just lied right now. I've never done that.
That's the best way to do it. I think that's like the most concise way. You could either do that or you could do the most popular names.
Yeah, I wasn't even telling the truth because I didn't do that. I was a complete and utter lie.
I don't believe it.
Why are you being a liar?
I mean, I lie, but, you know, I'm saying there was no reason for that lie.
Why'd you do it, then?
It's compulsive.
I don't know. I was trying to make an example, and I just pulled something out of thin air to try to prove that I was as avid of a Googler as Mikey wanted to be convinced of that I was.
Who are you trying to impress, Mosh?
Mikey Flaw, obviously. He didn't think I could Google like the rest of them.
I didn't think he was a master Googler.
Mikey's hard to impress, man. You know, that bar is set real high. You know, he's such an impressive guy himself. You know, he can just do...
What's impressive about Mikey Flaw, though?
All of his tech wizardry and whatever the heck he does for his job.
I fixed the air horn. It wasn't hard.
Was that you that fixed it?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. How impressive is that? We didn't even notice him fixing everything.
And I put a message on the Tascam group that I'm part of the issues that we've been having, and I explained our situation. So we're going to see what the community says.
You guys meet up at the VFW with laptops?
Sometimes. If there's free donuts.
Do you have a vest with a denim vest with patches on it?
Nah, I got rid of that.
You got rid. So you had one?
Yeah, it wasn't mine.
Your boyfriend.
I gave it away.
To your boyfriend or the vest?
No, just to the vets.
To the vets?
Yeah, you donate stuff. Give it to the vets.
To the people that fix animals.
Vietnam Veterans of America. You know.
Oh, the vets, military vets.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, I salute the vets. I'll stop there. The vets are cool.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have you over here disparaging the vets.
That's why I donate to them. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but donating insults is not what they consider to be, you know, they don't like that.
So I can't even talk about the vets?
No, you can. I'm making it up.
She's getting strict, man.
They can't pay their light bills with insults, Mikey. Why are you trying to donate insults at them?
No, I donate clothes.
Why?
Because they can use them.
What? How?
There's tax incentives.
So what? You're just going to walk up to a random veteran and be like, hey, I see that you're wearing a hat. Here's my clothes.
No. You call them, and they come to your house, and they pick up stuff that you have.
Oh.
There's a truck.
Well, there you go.
If he was younger, he'd have a toy that would say, skip it, bop it, kick it, big it. Oh, that was the joke you said didn't hit, and that joke still hits. Yo, so we got the new signs. You're going to do promo with me tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely.
All day Wednesday.
All day Wednesday, my guy.
I'm thinking about an early rush. If you guys are anywhere near Newport Richey, we'll be standing on the corner. Definitely sometime between 4 and 6 Wednesday in Newport Richey.
Where are you thinking?
Either Little Road and Little Road and State Road 54, or probably Little Road and State Road 54, or close to the studio.
What about Seven Springs, where you were down there the other time?
By Perrine Ranch and Seven Ranch, Springs?
Yeah, I think that's a good corner. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting hit and killed.
Little Jack Horner. No, I agree with you. You can get a lot of...
there's a lot of people that go through there.
A lot of cars. We got a bunch of signs. Are you going to... Can you hold a sign?
I got to work.
Yeah, he never has time. But you got time.
I got time.
My schedule is set, you know.
Well, pretty soon we've got a... I mean, we can't tell you much about it right here, but there's a show that we're going to be involved with that we have flyers that we're going to have to go run around heavy the 2 weeks before that show and spread those flyers heavy.
Facts, brother.
You guys got to be about all the life.
I'm about it. 100%.
Yeah. We did it before. Just do it again, this time better.
I'm just going to walk through a crowded place and just start handing random folks, you know, here, take this, here. Please, it's free.
I still think you should do that Dunkin' Donuts thing that I was, or should I just say Dunkin'?
I need someone to film me. Any day that you want to go do something to where if you film me doing it, it will get views, then I am open to doing it at any time. It's up to the... I need a filmer.
I told you Saturday. I can do a Saturday morning.
Every time I try to talk to you on the weekend, you tell me that...
Oh, you got to plan it.
Do. This is Mikey Fly, and I'm too busy to talk. Please leave your message after the beep. It's not even a beep. It's... What is it? Beep.
We set it up prior.
All right, let's set it up every Saturday.
No, not every Saturday.
So what do we got?
We got to pick a Saturday.
What's the limit then?
We only need to do it once. If you do it, you do it as long as you do it good.
How are we going to have continuity in our product?
No, you do it once for video, and then you can just show up and hand out flyers the other time. I mean, they're your people over there, right?
Yeah, but we got to do it all over the world, man. If one video we do hits, then why wouldn't we continue?
Because then you're just going to reap the benefits and work out the details.
If it was Mortal Kombat, we would continue. Continue. Speaking of continuing, there's a local artist that we've played on this show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know about Silly.
Yeah.
Dope. I'm gonna give Silly the air horn. He gets the air horn. Kind of makes me want to talk hood when I think about rap. But Silly is super dope, and he's barely lost in the head-to-head challenge because we had one of the best songs we ever heard, which was by Operation 1009. And that was a great... I forgot what it was. Help Me or
Thank You.
Thank You. It's a great song. But Silly's song was fire too, but that song by Operation took it, but Silly said, all right, I'm going to send you another song. And I'm going to be honest, I ain't even listened to it yet because he ain't never sent me a song with a curse word in it. So I pretty much just trust Silly, and I kind of wanted to be excited. And as I'm scrolling through this, if I don't see it, Silly, you're done. Nah, but what do you think about Silly? You think he's fire, right?
He's been consistently really solid. Every time that we've had him, you know, any of his music on the show, he's been gas. He always has very nicely produced beats. You know, he has his levels done right. He can spit bars for days. You know, I like Silly. And I like when I met him in person a while back, he was a nice dude, too.
He's just a good rapper.
He's real good.
All right, from the Tampa Bay area... Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the song is called Searching For It. This is by local artist Silly. Let's check it out.
I'm searching for it. Yeah, I'm searching for it. I'm
said I'm searching for it.
Yeah. Since I learned that I have this everlasting love for the craft, it's free space in the clouds like mavericks, where I'm able to control my madness. Therapeutic when I write like habits, gained from a different cloth like fabrics. Stained, but I won't regret in my past tense, even for the days I was a dummy like a crash test. So I search for the next step. Mostly I won't know what to expect. I don't always care for the best bet, but I stay prepared for the next threat. Whether worldly or at my door closed, to protect mine, that's first and foremost. The goal leaves mine, so I block, and the Lord knows what they may try to take a shot at my goalpost. I must search enemy lines, cause sometimes people may act to pretend to be fine, but don't let sounds block out your sense of the vibe. Depend on the infinite limits and the strength of your mind. Divine meaning divided by a divine purpose. Feeling disguised by a refined surface. Treasure heavy, but I pull it like it's tug of war. I'll be searching even after I discover more.
I don't even know what it is to the time is right. I'm searching.
This is pretty dope.
Gas.
This is pretty gas.
I'm searching for.
In the long run, a while back when I discovered all the wrong fights, I realized that I was searching for the wrong ones. Need the world to see me honestly personified, even listed with the days I never prevailed. So many levels to this game and some are hard to find, so I've been working on my attention to detail. I see signs that seem to freeze time. I seize my screen scene if I need to rewind. Proceed to free minds, I'm Morpheus decided. I'm furious with the lies that lead people to decline. And I'm addicted, but I'm dedicated. Making music makes me feel like I levitated. When I write my mental and physical state, I separate it. I celebrate my limit, cause I know I get to break it. If you're a fake it till you make it type of person, then I promise that you're not in my circle. It's nothing personal.
Facts.
That was a side note. I'll take it back to the search and reside at the sites that I need to find hope. I keep my eyes peeled for what I'm bound to find. Preparations at the wheel further down the line. Music is my reveal. It's more than just a rhyme. I'll keep on searching for my prime till I'm justified.
Searching for. I don't even know what it is till the time is right. I'm searching for. When I see what I need to see, these answers hide. I'm searching for.
Silly, searching for it.
Bro.
Yo, that song was lit. I like, the flow is nasty. There's nobody even close around here that can rap as good as the man just on straight rap skills. The wordplay was crazy. The hook was dope. I mean, if I wanted to hear him be like, I'm searching for it, yeah. I wanted to hear some crazy rock stuff, but... That was a banger, bro.
That little solo in between the bridge, or in between that was so cool, dude.
That was a nice addition.
Yeah, dude, that whole track was really, really good. He did a great job, man.
Where's he at?
I like them ad libs and all that. He's in Orlando, I think.
Yeah,
he's somewhere. I know he's from this area. I think he moved somewhere. Orlando, you think?
I believe he's from in Orlando. He's from Orlando. I could be wrong, but that's the last time I met him was in Orlando.
I met him when he was roommates with my boy out here in North Tampa.
Oh, okay.
So, but that was 12 years ago, 13 years ago.
Heard.
It's been a long time since I met Silly, but dope rapper, man. Mikey Flaw, what'd you think about the track?
I really liked it. I did. I thought it was very well produced, and you could understand everything he was saying. So, you know, he's got skills.
It was a straight vibe.
Yeah, I mess with it. Give it up for Silly, though. Straight vibing, bro.
Bro.
I remember when I used to make music, man. Going to the booth, getting all ready. One take Jake. Used to like them Dr. Dre style beats.
I remember that. I remember one time I was in the studio with you and we were making a couple of recordings and you weren't even smoking, but you were spitting bars so hard and so heavy that smoke was coming out of your mouth. in the booth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild, bro.
I've heard of that.
You're saying I'm spitting fire?
That's exactly what I was saying. And like during that track in particular, like you were frustrated because things just didn't work out exactly how we wanted it to. And then you were just like, look, I'm going to take control, bro. And you just walked into the booth and you were just like, fuck. You know what I mean?
That was horrible.
I've never said that to anybody in my life.
Bro, it was wild.
That's how I know you're lying, because you had me. It seemed like something I would do, but then you said that I said what?
You said,
and that's not even something. I don't even use that in a sentence, bro. So, nah, I was spitting fire. You were spitting. We did a studio session with. Where did we do our studio session?
At Lido.
Lido Beats.
Yeah, Lido Beats.
Shout out Lido Beats, man, out there in Newport Richey. Got some dope beats and some dope studio time. $500 an hour, bro. He upcharged, huh? I'm trying to look out for him. Lido, you owe me $100 an hour on that, boy.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? We could start middlemaning people.
Bro.
Is that the going rate?
Nah, the going rate for studio time just to rap.
Like, say you just want...
$60 an hour.
So, usually they'll charge by the hour, but what about, like, engineering and mixing after the fact? Like,
oh, that's all money. That's
right,
time.
So it's $60 an hour, basically? Is
yeah, and it's that? Not all you can record in an hour. It's all you can record and they can mix. So it usually takes about the same amount of time right. as it takes for you to record it for them to mix it. Yeah. So I can usually crank out a jam. If I have all the verses memorized, then I'm all ready to go. And I'm not reading from a piece of paper. I could do 1 3-verse song in like an hour, mixed down and everything, if I get lucky. But usually you want to spend 2 hours. And that's probably why all my songs are trash, because
you're cheap.
No, I'm just not good at rapping. But then... Also, yeah, I'm cheap. So, you've been reading the protocols, bro.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. He said, yeah. You said, yeah, and looked at me like I was your high school crush. Like, you're about to come tell me something I didn't know about nature.
I guess I'm glad.
You look like you should be on a baseball card chewing some, like, Bazooka Joe.
Okay, I look like a baseball player?
Yeah, he does. But he looks like a 60s baseball player.
Because I got a cap on backwards. Is that why?
Is that different? Do you not normally have the cap?
Well, you got mad at me because I wasn't looking, so I decided to turn my hat around.
Yeah, I want to see your face when we're on air here, getting down. It's radio.
The other day you were like, professionals. He ain't even looking. And I was looking, but you couldn't see because I had my hat on. So that's why.
So you were looking through your hat.
No, I was looking like underneath the brim.
Looking at you through my hat.
So you can't yell at me anymore.
I didn't mean to yell at you, Mike.
Liar.
Hey, Bob, if I said Beatbox Bob, I need 12 individual facts that have nothing to do with each other. 12 facts in a row that you could think of. In a decent pace. Do you think you could just give me 12 facts?
Yes.
All right, and take your time. Give me 12 facts that have nothing, just random facts. Let me hear them.
Indonesia is made up of more than 17,000 islands. Giraffes have the same number of vertebrae as humans, 7. Humans share 50% of their DNA with bananas. An octopus has 9 brains and 3 hearts. Strawberries are actually members of the rose family. Folklore states that if you split a double strawberry in half and share it with the opposite sex, you'll soon fall in love.
Mm.
Mint comes in over 30 varieties. Ancient Romans thought strawberries could cure bad breath and chronic fainting. Strawberries taste sweeter at room temperature. Russia and the United States of America are less than 3 miles apart. Venus is the only planet to rotate clockwise.
That was impressive.
Facts, brother.
Russia and America are 3 miles apart, eh?
That's right.
What is that, Alaska and the...
Yeah, Bering Strait.
Yeah, we're pretty close, man.
Real, real close.
Just to be able to walk there. All right, we got the music tournament of the week.
Oh!
So Mikey Flop, these songs came out at the late 90s, some of them very early 2000s. So, you know, you were had already went to war and came back and had kids and then got divorced and then remarried and then started, became a mechanic and then got your master's degree in law and then became a doctor by the time these songs came out. But I believe that you'll know them. The theme of this week's music tournament is they all kind of sound similar, punkish.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is we're going to take these songs, usually four songs, and we pit them against each other to see which one of these four songs are the better song. So this is punkish songs that sound like Blink-182 but aren't really Blink-182, but we all love them. That's the category.
All right.
All right. You ready for the first song there, sir, Beatbox Bob?
Yeah!
I like your enthusiasm. Here's the first song. Tell me if you like it.
Here goes again. Just as things were looking up, you said it wasn't good enough, but still we're trying one more time. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far. Cause I'm in it too deep, and I'm trying to keep up above in my head instead.
Sum 41, In Too Deep.
Love it.
Everybody remembers In Too Deep?
Yeah.
I sure do. It's,
I do like that song.
I've had lots of parties with that song.
Definitely a banger. And so we're going to find out whether In Too Deep is the better song or is it going to be this song?
I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut, my weaknesses. That I can't do much, and my scars remind me that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to fail. Drunk and I'm feeling down, and I just wanna be alone. I'm pissed cause you came around. Why don't you just go home? Cause I channeled all your pain, and I can't help you fix yourself.
Scars by Papa Roach.
Love it.
So which song is better? Is it going to be Scars from Papa Roach or Sum 41's In Too Deep, Mikey Flaw?
Scars.
Scars is the first pick from Mikey Flaw. One for Scars. Beatbox Bob.
Scars.
That's two for Scars. I would have to go Scars too. A clean sweep and In Too Deep gets knocked off the board early, and Papa Roach's Scars makes it into the next round. In Too Deep is a banger. I'm surprised it got beat so quickly. But we'll see if this song right here is better than the one that we play next. So here we go. Here's the next song in the tournament. Lit, My Own Worst Enemy.
Yeah.
These songs are all kind of similar, right?
When you play them next to each other, they're not. But when you think about them without playing them next to each other immediately, they are.
The one thing that I made as a consistent is they had to have a high-pitched, soft little beta voice. So you'll notice that none of them have deep voices. I disqualified like four bands because I was like, that would be perfect. But that dude's voice is too deep. All right, so that was Lit, My Own Worst Enemy. His voice wasn't in too deep. We're going to go to the next song. Is it going to be Lit, My Own Worst Enemy, or is it going to be this song here?
Teenage dirtbag, baby, and I'm going
Maybe you're right. You know, like Teenage Dirtbag?
Played out.
Alright. Weedus, Teenage Dirtbag. Is Teenage Dirtbag better than My Own Worst Enemy? Bob, you go ahead and you say Lit is better.
I'm absolutely saying that. Yeah, I'll get it tattooed on me. I don't even care.
And I think that Weedus, Teenage Dirtbag, is better than Lit, My Own Worst Enemy. So, Mikey Flaw, what song is better? Is it Teenage Dirtbag or is it going to be Lit?
Definitely Lit. Yep.
Okay. Both of my picks. Well, nah, I went with Papa Roach. All right. So, Lit moves on to the finals. But wait. Couldn't do it with just four.
Oh?
There's four more bands.
Yeah!
So, Lit goes into the semifinals is what it's going to turn out to be, because we're going to go move on to this. Here's the next song in the cluster of songs, and this one will either be better or be worse than its predecessor or its successor. Its successor. Let me get it to a good spot.
Chubs, man.
It's banging right now. That song just got better just listening to it right there.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it's up against, but that song just got way better to me for some reason. All right, so Alien Ant Farm's Movies is going up against the next song. Tell me if you guys like this song here. Gas being in the music video is dope. Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous by Good Charlotte, or is it going to be Movies by Alien Ant Farm? I categorically believe Alien Ant Farm's song was light years ahead of Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous, so I go Alien Ant Farm. Mikey Flaw?
Yeah, I agree.
I believe I like that one. Mikey Flaw goes Alien Ant Farm. What did you say?
So look, okay, which one would I like to listen to more? It's Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous. Which song is better? Alien Ant Farm.
The one that you're picking to win this tournament is Alien Ant Farm is the winner. All right. So Alien Ant Farm is going to go up against one of these two songs. Is it going to be this song or the next song? Hey, don't write yourself off yet. Jimmy Eat World's In the Middle. Is it going to be Jimmy Eat World's In the Middle, or is it going to be the final song? Is it going to be this one? I want to listen actually more, but I can't. So Face Down by Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, or is it going to be Jimmy Eat World's In the Middle? This has been the hardest choice so far of the night for me.
Oh, my God.
Mikey Flaw, what do you say? Do you say Jimmy Eat World's In the Middle, or are you going to go with Red Jumpsuit Apparatus Face Down?
I like Jimmy Eat World much better.
Jimmy Eat World, one for Jimmy Eat World, J-E-W, acronym. Don't know what it means. Beatbox Bob. Are you going Jimmy Eat World, or are you going Red Jumpsuit Apparatus?
And I'm beat up because, like, we do stuff with Jimmy Eat World and covers and stuff like that in our spare time, you know what I'm saying? And I like Jimmy Eat World a lot, but Red Jumpsuit Apparatus just has a whole lot of meaning for me, so I'm going for them.
All right, so one for Red Jumpsuit, one for Jimmy Eat World. Face Down in the Dirt, Do You Feel Like a Man? Makes a ripple effect, and then it becomes a consequence, and then there's a consequence. I know you say, yeah, I'm gonna go Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
That's what I'm saying. That's it.
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus goes on. So now we're down to the final four. It's gonna be either Papa Roach, Scars, Lit, My Own Worst Enemy,
Jesus,
Alien Ant Farm, Movies, or Red Jumpsuit Apparatus's Face Down.
This is the hardest four that we've ever boiled it down to for me.
Yeah.
Really?
This is hard.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
we're all good.
We're going to have to, excuse me, we're going to have to rock and roll. So I guess we're going to go with these two. Papa Roach's Scars. I Tear My Heart Open.
Right.
Or Lit, My Own Worst Enemy. What is that? It came in through the window last night. So we've got either Lit's My Own Worst Enemy, or we've got Papa Roach Scars. By the way, My Own Worst Enemy. Every now and then I kick the living. The smoke alarm is going off and there's a cigarette still burning. Please tell me why. So there's Lit. And if you guys just saw me censor that curse word like a G, that's because we professionals. So it's either Lit or it's going to be Papa Roach's Scars. I sew myself shut and my weaknesses, but I can't do much, and the scars remind us. All right, I'll go first. Oh, man, this is not easy. I tear my heart open, I saw myself shine. Mikey Flaw, you go first.
Scars.
Scars for Mikey Flaw, no hesitation. Papa Roach goes for Mikey Flaw. All right. How does My Own Worst Enemy start?
Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk?
Still burning. Please tell me. Yeah, I'm going with Lit, My Own Worst Enemy. I'm sorry, man. Scars is a fire song, but I got to split it right there. I think I got to go with My Own Worst Enemy. Bob, you're the tiebreaker. Is it going to be Lit or is it going to be Papa Roach?
It's no surprise to me.
Oh, and Beatbox Bob goes with My Own Worst Enemy, and that's going to be Lit going to the finals. But who's Lit going to go into the finals with, Beatbox? Is it going to be Alien Ant Farm's Movies, which I believe it will be, or Red Jumpsuit Apparatus's Face Down? So in case you didn't remember, here's the movies. So there's movies from Alien Ant Farm, and it's going head up with none other than Faith. What's it going to be? Face Down by Red Jumpsuit Apparatus or Alien Ant Farm. I'm going to go ahead and... Gosh. Dude, I haven't listened to movies that much in summer. Hold on, let me just check something out because I don't want to make any rash decisions here, B-Box. You know what I'm saying, bro?
I'm with you.
I don't want to get all rash here. Where is it? Boom, boom, boom. Boom. Anyways, I got to go with my man. I got to go with Face Down by Red Jumpsuit Apparatus because I haven't listened to movies. I'm just now hearing it again going, whoa, this song's banger. But Face Down's always been a banger, even though I don't think they're that good live from the one time I saw them. So I'm going Face Down.
Ah, man. Man.
Thank you, Fla. Your second. Is it going to be Face Down by Red Jumpsuit Apparatus or is it going to be Alien Ant Farm's movies?
Yeah, I like movies.
Okay, we got a tie so far. Beatbox is again breaking the tie. Is it going to be Alien Ant Farm Beatbox or is it going to be Red Jumpsuit Apparatus?
Man, I can't deny those chugs, dude. It's Alien Ant Farm and it's hard for me. Wow. Come on, bro.
So we're down to the end. The last two is Alien Ant Farm versus My Own Worst Enemy. And so, again, just a quick snippet. Alien Ant Farm. Quick snippet. So there's movies. And it's going to go up in the finals versus... So those are the two. I know which one I'm picking. Are you guys locked in?
Yeah.
Beatbox, you're first. Is it going to be Lit, My Own Worst Enemy, or is it going to be Alien Ant Farm's movies?
Movies.
Oh, one for movies. One for movies. All right, I'm going to go second. I'm going with Lit, My Own Worst Enemy, because I got to listen to movies more. It's tied up. Mikey Fly, you get to pick. You're picking the winner of the music tournament. This is it. This is the final. It's your pick, Mike. What's better? Is it movies or is it My Own Worst Enemy?
Definitely My Own Worst Enemy.
Oh! My Own Worst Enemy, classic song. I got to go, like I said, I got to go listen to movies a little bit more. But I think the right song won. I think that was the right song on this tournament to win.
Would you have gone the other way?
Yeah, I went the other way. I went with Alien Ant Farm. Movies.
Oh, okay.
It's just, for me, I'm a music guy. I make music. I listen to music. I listen to other people who make music, you know. And that's really, really well done. The two guitars playing in tandem sounding so big. The drums were ridiculous. The vocalist from Alien Ant Farm is
in
next
summer,
level.
I can't taste.
And even like the lyrics, are next level. Just absolutely insane, dude.
Like, I was liking the song each more time I was playing. Each more time I was playing, I was liking the song.
And, like, it's all just, like, really cool, I guess you could say, puns for about being a movie. At slow speed, we all seem focused in motion. You know what I mean? Like, it's really cool. I want you to be free. Don't worry about me. And just like the movies, we play out our last scene.
So the song, the content of the song is better than Lit.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Lit's very specific. Please tell me why.
It's more of a party. In the front yard. It's a party song.
And you meet a lot of people meet the love of their lives during that party time, and they came in through the window. And she was drunk. So the winner tonight is going to be, and it is forevermore from this day, Lit, My Own Worst Enemy. Well done. All right. Time is of the essence, so I do want to say this. Every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight, right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives, you can catch the Mosh Gelatin Show right after Spike on the mic. Now, you heard what I just said. I'm going to say it like a straight radio guy. So I just want to let you guys know, every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight, the Mosh Gelatin Show is popping off on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Beatbox Bob, before we go, tell the listeners something.
I'm going to tell you guys that slugs have 5 olfactory receptors, and when they become a snail, they lose one. Facts, brother.
That's Beatbox Bob, ladies and gentlemen. Mikey Flaw, what do you got to tell the beautiful people of St. Petersburg?
Hey, I'm just happy that we're still doing this. We're almost at show number 22, I believe it is, and you know, it's fun.
Hey, I'm happy, guys.
It's good. It's fun. We are at 22, by the way.
This is show number 22 on Sunshine?
Yep.
But who's counting?
I am.
Mikey Fly is counting. It's Mosh Gelatin, Beatbox Bob, and Mikey Fly. We'll be right back next week, Tuesday night, 11 p.m., Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. This is the Mosh Gelatin Show. We are the number one alternative talk radio show in the Tampa Bay area. See you guys next week.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelatin Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.